327-0365.
The president says he's trying to find out who's ass to kick and making it clear he'd fire BP's chief if only he could. Is it talking tough or words that he really means? Because remember, first he was going to make BP pay for all of the mess in the Gulf. Then he said he was in charge. There's been a little bit of back and forth, I think, as far as the White House is concerned and what's happened with President Obama. Once again, it's that reaction instead of here's what I think, here's what's going on, whatever. So he made those salty comments you just heard on the Today Show and raised questions about his anger. Are they something that are they calculated? Are we also cynical? Are they calculated for the political PR effect, or are they really real? Because remember, he's that cool cat, unflappable. He just now is finding that that's working against him. So even though he's claimed to be on top of things from day one, he's come under rapid fire, certainly for many of you and myself on this show and in a lot of other places, for being slow to recognize the real danger of the spill. And in his own party, the Democrats are very concerned that he appears to be detached when you have people struggling in Mississippi and Alabama and Florida and even parts of Texas because of what's happening in the Gulf of Mexico and the amounts of oil being spilled into those waters. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. We are navigating some interesting waters here on this hour of the show, coast to coast and all those ports in between. So we start actually with the oil spill, and we're going to stay there for a second. Everybody has an opinion, especially when they're in politics, because, of course, this is a layup for a politician. Senator Patrick Leahy, Democrat from Vermont, longtime senator there, talked about Transocean and being immoral, and this has to do with conversation on the Hill on Tuesday about lifting the cap on the liability. Right now it's at $75 million. BP says, you know, hey, they're going to pay. They'll pay more than $75 million. They'll pay whatever's out there, whatever the legitimate claims are. So here was Leahy's take on all of this.
They want their liability limited to the value of what is now a piece of junk sitting a mile below the surface. That's perverse. No one's life should become an asterisk in somebody's cost-benefit analysis. It is immoral.
All right, so that's what he's saying. He's saying that, subcontractors like the Transoceans, and specifically Transocean is mentioned there, that's not BP, saying that they don't want to pay more than that $75 million despite the loss of the lives, the 11 on that platform. In a different direction, it's also about the drilling ban and our dependence on oil. First, the platforms are pushed out further, and the drilling has to go deeper where it used to be shallow. So the not-so-shy senator from Alabama, Jeff Sessions, threw in his own 2 cents on the drilling ban.
The greater our dependence on foreign energy, the greater threat to America's national security. Offshore drilling in the Gulf of Mexico supplies 30% of America's domestic energy production.
Yeah, 30%. He's right about that number, too. I don't know how many people realize that. Also, what we're going to talk about here on the show is the fallout from Jeroen van der Sloot and the fact that they finally nailed this creep. We mentioned it when it broke yesterday, that he has confessed to killing the 21-year-old girl, Stephanie Flores, her name is, left her in a mess on a hotel floor with her neck broken, among other things. And what I didn't know is that in Peru, the top amount of years that he can receive is 35, plus he could get half off for good behavior or a third off as well. A lot of people thought, including myself, well, if he was going to get life, which, I didn't realize they didn't have in Peru for confessing to the crime, then maybe he would say what happened to Natalie Holloway, because he is the chief suspect in all of this. But I don't think he will now, because he's not going to want to be tried for murdering her if he's getting out of prison in 15 years or whatever it might end up being. 800-259-5791. This doesn't have to be a monologue. Certainly, you are fully welcome to throw in your two cents on any and all of it that we're talking about. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick.
Hello, Kate.
Hey.
Hey, I heard on the news the other night that they think they might have found another oil well leaking about 150 miles from where BP is.
Yeah. I talked about it earlier. They're claiming that there's another plume, and you're absolutely right on the distance. That's how far away it is, about 142 miles from the rig. It's a nautical miles, too, by the way. Subsea oil plumes, because of, you know, here we go again, because of the one well, now we got the other thing going on. And they've been testing the waters to see if that was true, but they found it.
So who's that belong to?
Well, they're talking about the crude. They're talking about the crude under the surface. That's what that oil plume comes from. So it's still from the same rig. It's from that blown out well, and it's beneath the ocean.
Oh, it's under the water then.
It's under the water, yeah.
Okay.
And they were able to detect it, yeah.
They found another oil well somewhere leaking too, plus this one.
But, no, the only one this is what I heard, is just that they're focusing on the oil that's floating to the surface, and that it's really strange, because you take all these samples, and they took them up to 162 miles away, and they've been trying to, they call it a fingerprint, they've been trying to come up with that to confirm that it came from the BP well, and they were able to do it. I guess that was kind of confusing. I thought the same thing, too, but that's what it was. It was from the same well.
Same well, okay.
Yeah.
And that guy that killed that woman, he's going to be in big, big trouble. At prison, you're in a room with everybody.
Yes, no, you're in the room. You're in the room with some bad Hispanic dudes who would like
murders,
to. Yep.
Rapists and everything else. And they said bathroom is like a just hole in the ground. All it is when you go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
So he might not survive 6 years or whatever.
He might not, and one could only kind of hope that, Rick, after what's going on with Jeroen Vandersloot, and it is one of the worst prisons from all accounts. Your description was probably dead on. You're talking about murderers, rapists, drug thugs, everybody, all in one spot. And that's what's going to be home for him, and he might not, you're right, he might not survive that prison to be certain. Drive safely. Thanks for the call. Hang around, everyone. We'll be back in 3 here at ATN.
Nine years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula. and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high, and inflation will be a direct result of the spending policy. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? Are the majority of your assets tied up in the stock or bond market? If so, are those assets working for you or against you? One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens to our economy or the dollar, your investment will never be worthless, and it will protect you from that hidden tax, inflation. If you've been thinking about investing in physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237 at extension 108, and I'll take the time to personally put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call 800-686-2237 extension 108. You worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237 extension 108.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amount.
It's easy, but this offer ends June 30th.
Hurry. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy. The best you can buy.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I hugged her and she hugged back. Like the sailor said, quote, ain't that a...
Well, another wicked corner on the face of the earth is Yemen. And we know that some nasty things have happened to Americans in Yemen, and also people have come from there to go after Americans, and there are Al-Qaeda connections and training camps not far off the beaten path. So the story breaks about 12 Americans who have been picked up in connection with terror in Yemen, loosely. That was some of the very vague details. I even talked to someone I knew at the Pentagon, and they said, yeah, there's some things happening there. But the number that was floating around and what actually happened was, like I say, incredibly vague. So because there were so many questions and rumors were starting to float around, P.J. Crowley from the State Department pretty much tried to shut it down and explain the number 12, where that came from, and the Americans involved.
There are three Americans that we are aware of who are currently in Yemeni custody on terrorism charges. We are still seeking information, you know, from the Yemeni government as to whether there have been any new arrests. We are not aware of any new arrests of Americans. We are cooperating intensively with Yemen on counterterrorism matters. We have a mutual concern about Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. I'm not going to get into the particulars of that cooperation. We are not aware of a new arrest of any American citizen on terrorism-related charges. There are a number of people in custody. You know, 12 is a good number. If we probably counted them up, it could actually be higher than 12. They've been arrested on a wide range of charges.
So in other words, it's like whack-a-mole, PJ. That's what you're trying to tell us. We're trying to knock them down when they bubble up. And, yeah, it could be 12. It's probably more than 12. So I'm just going to roll with it. And, sure, there are Americans in custody. And we're seeing that now there's these homegrown nuts who desperately want to be part of Al-Qaeda or the Taliban or some terrorist jihadist group. So they're reaching out to those people. Isn't that nice? They're saving their money, training on their own, getting plane tickets to fly to various places so that they can be trained in the art of killing Americans. Sweet. Sadly, that's what we had with Faisal Shahzad, who was unsuccessful in trying to blow up part of Times Square. We had the two punks from New Jersey, the neighborhood. They were all shocked, just like they were with Shahzad. It was well in Connecticut. And how many more people are waiting for their opportunity? How many of these guys are waiting for their opportunity to go and train somewhere and then come back? And they're not spewing anti-American rhetoric. They're trying to make a statement, trying to back up these terrorist groups that pretty much want to end the Western lifestyle. I mean, that's the whole thing, the virgins or whatever it is that you believe of the extremist point of view. But sad to see that we have some of our own, many of our own, reaching out and trying to touch Al-Qaeda. Wow. Who would think it? You get the anti-rhetoric, anti-West, anti-American, being raised with it, all that sort of stuff, and then let me get to the United States, just let me get my chance. But very, very disheartening, I think, when I think of young guys raised in New Jersey who easily, boom, turn their back and are saving their money and just ready to stand there united against America. Just sad affairs. I'm glad they had them under surveillance and ultimately were able to nab them, because whether they were successful or not, certainly the intent was there. This is a 180 degrees in a different direction, but a very chilling story. Just a reminder about lightning. Where you live right now, if you're getting some of that heat lightning stuff, or you have bad storms and you get lightning, how many people really take cover? Well, out of Asheville, North Carolina, very little pretty spot on the map, Richard Butler wanted his girlfriend to think that they were just taking a hike in the mountains. And he had a plan. When he got to the top, he was going to pull out a ring and ask his girlfriend to marry him. But lightning struck three times as they were on this Max Patch Bald, it's called, near Asheville. The third hit Butler and his girlfriend and killed her. Ooh, just 25 years old. He got third-degree burns, and she died. You know, it's like when I was watching the History Channel, and they do this whole thing on lightning, and sure, in our head, we get it, we understand the whole lightning thing, but it's very chilling when you hear these stories. And what he said is, he crawled to her, he tried to do CPR, and the whole time was, you know, trying her cell phone, but couldn't get anything out. He tried desperately to try to get help. And he said he was spun 180 degrees and thrown several feet back. And he had that experience of his legs turning to jello and shoes were smoking and the bottom of his feet felt like they were on fire. So, boy, what a sad story. Out in the mountains, you know, hiking in the mountains, and then that happens. And so instead of celebrating the whole engagement thing, she dies. You know, have you heard stories like that, Matt, about people being killed by lightning? I had a college roommate, no kidding, in Athens, and she grew up in Athens, Ohio, the actual town where Ohio University is, and she was deathly afraid of storms and lightning. Her brother and father were killed when they were golfing and lightning hit the green, hit by them or whatever, killed them both.
I have a friend. Well, she's not really a friend. She's an old acquaintance. She used to date one of my buddies. And she was kind of out there a little bit and I've always doubted this story, but she tells me that she's been struck by lightning on two different occasions.
Mm.
And I can't believe it. I can't bring myself to believe it. But she's pretty loony, so, I mean, I don't know. Maybe the lightning kind of messed things up in her head a little bit, and that's just what happened. But, I don't know, I can't believe it. But I remember it was the U.S. Open, I think, was here in Minneapolis about 92 or so. Mm-hmm. And there was a guy who died when they had lightning on the course. And he got hit. He went under a tree to hide, which is not what you're supposed to do at all. And the lightning hit the tree, and he ended up dying from it.
Wow. Yeah, it's really something you don't want to mess with. Near water, that's another thing. Get out of the water. I've been in that situation. You just you know, what do? If all of a sudden you start to see the lightning, you really have to take cover. Now, in the case of this couple, it just happened. I don't know that they really could have done anything, and he was shocked, and sadly she died, but it just came upon them, and I don't know where they would have tried to run for cover. It just the skies open and that was it. But when you have the chance, if you're golfing or out in the rain or whatever, for goodness sake, do whatever you can, because it is real, my friends. It's real. I'm always very cautious about lightning since I knew had the roommate that had the circumstances with her family, where she had a sister and a mother and all three of them weren't there and they survived. But how awful to get that phone call where you have a husband and a child that were killed because of lightning. You're just not thinking that. All right, what a way to end this segment, but we're going to do it in the health area since we were kind of going down that path. I saw a funny headline that just read, short people at higher risk of heart problems. So you start to read it and they go into factors like smoking and say, well, of course, smoking is a bigger thing, but height has an impact. Tall people, because of weight and blood pressure and all that sort of stuff, they don't have as high of a risk as short people do of heart problems or dying from a heart attack. Like the angina problem, heart problems like angina and attacks and angioplasties and all that stuff. They say there is a link between the height and the heart. It's the first major review of that kind of study work, including research from all over the place, all around the globe, confirming that whole thing. Researchers in Finland looked at 52 previous papers with information on height and heart problems in more than 3 million men and women, and they found out that on average, short people were in trouble more when it came to matters of the heart. They didn't want to scare people who were smaller, but they say that they definitely have a 50 to 55% better chance of a heart ailment. Ooh, gotta walk around in those heels, I guess. Stay around. Stay with us. More up next.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcast?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from KeroStove. KeroStove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KeroStove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at KeroStove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to KeroStove.com. Kero Stove for family emergency solutions.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you, too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com. Mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com. Or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Hey everybody, Kate Delaney swinging for the fences again here on America Tonight. As usual, we are all over the map. Most of it centering around this oil spill because we're in day 51 and there's so many different, like I say, for lack of a better way to describe it, ugly facets to this whole thing. The payouts, the families, the whole deal, BP, what the government's doing. You know, that's where I think there hasn't been enough pressure. So you look now, President Obama's running back down to the Gulf of Mexico. You had the Interior Secretary, Ken Salazar. I talked about him ad nauseum. I think all of you know his name by now. He's whitewater rafting when the oil spill happened. It went days after the oil spill happened. And to me, there's where some of the blame lies. Why weren't they there right away? But more importantly, besides that, where does the buck stop on this? You know, where if the government in all the areas of our lives that we're screaming about where you want some responsibility, okay, where was the government in all of this? And what about reform? What's happening there where you've got this six-month review of drilling procedures, especially in these deep waters? So what's going to happen after that? Is anything going to actually change? Andrea Treese joins us now, and she's with the Center for Biological Diversity. Hey, Andrea, thanks for hanging with us here on ATN.
Hi, Kate. Thanks for having me.
First of all, before we dive into this, because I know people are driving around America, you know, in Connecticut or out in Cali or wherever, and they're saying, biological diversity, what do you do at the center?
Most of our work focuses on, as the name indicates, protecting rare species and unique habitats. And, you know, in the case of the Gulf, trying to save these sorts of species and places from annihilation.
Right. What do you make of I said something yesterday. I was surprised. I've been reading a ton about different biologists throwing in their two cents on the pelicans especially, because they're seeing a lot of pelicans that are starting to come in. And some German biologist said, well, you know what? It would be really actually more humane to euthanize these birds because they really only have a 1% chance of survival. I was kind of stunned by that. What's your reaction to that?
Well, you know, the numbers for survival when these animals, especially birds, get rehabilitated and released are really low. You know, I think I would still favor, you know, maybe giving them a shot, but it is a really low percentage that survive. And so I don't think, you know, all of these pictures that the government is releasing of quote unquote rehabilitated animals getting releases are a little misleading. There are a lot more birds dying than, you know, getting helped and released.
Yeah. What about the wetlands? How critical is this? Because, of course, all these environments are different, and the wetlands are unique in themselves. You know, Bobby Jindal, the governor of Louisiana, was hysterical over that because he knew in talking to enough people, once that stuff seeps in, boy, it is really tough to get it out. It's even much more difficult than what you're talking about with sand, right?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I mean, you know, people keep comparing this spill to the Exxon Valdez, which, of course, is a horrible disaster. But there you were at least talking rocky shoreline, something that can be scrubbed. Here you're talking about pouring oil and, you know, dispersants into an area that's, I mean, it's like pouring it into Play-Doh. And if you think about trying to, you know, if you poured a bunch of oil into Play-Doh and then you try and extract it, it's damn near impossible.
Boy, yeah, no kidding. A good way to put that. So where do you I was talking about Ken Salazar and the Interior Department. I was talking about, you know, where this all lies, because when you look at now what happens, you're moving forward and trying to figure out what's happening with the rest of the drilling industry. And then this 6 month, as I call it, this timeout. But you and I both know this. I've talked to enough people about the 6 months, and they're saying, really, you know what? That's more about PR than anything. There's not a lot being talked about as far as regulations or looking at methods or anything like that. Do you agree with that? Do you think that's pretty much what that is?
Unfortunately, I think so. You know, if you look at just how the so-called drilling moratorium has morphed over time, you know, at first, Salazar announced a moratorium on new drilling, then it turned out that it was only certain kinds of new drilling, then it was all new drilling. Now, you know, he's reopened shallow waters to drilling, even though some of the worst oil spills in history has occurred in shallow water. You know, when you get that much sort of running back and forth, it seems like much more of a PR statement than it is a well-thought-through plan for hitting the pause button and really figuring out how to reform this, you know, this agency, the Minerals Management Service, and reform oil permitting. I mean, the laws are in place now. You know, we've got the National Environmental Policy Act. We've got Endangered Species Act. You know, if these sorts of laws had been complied with for the past 10 years, we probably wouldn't have a Deepwater Horizon disaster right now.
Exactly what I've been saying. So once again, it's the lack of enforcement, if you will, correct?
Exactly, exactly.
Ooh, too often, Andrea, we're saying that about a lot of things, and especially in this case. What can the regular Joe Schmo do listening to this? What can they do I've had a lot of people write me and say they want to do something to help. Is Jesus, there's something I could do to help? What can they do? What would your organization say?
I think, you know, they can help on a couple of different levels. I think for one, they can write their legislators, they can write to President Obama, they can write to Ken Salazar and demand that the oil companies, especially BP in this case, be held accountable. And that the government itself be held accountable, that the government actually take an honest step back, draw back all of these permits that it's issued without requiring any environmental compliance or any environmental review. You know, just stop these drilling projects that haven't actually been looked at and undertake an honest investigation. And then I say on a bigger picture level, all of us can demand that Congress and our government pursue an honest, an alternative energy policy. Because, at the root of this, we've got to wean ourselves off of oil. As long as we are demanding oil, it's going to get pumped out of the ground somewhere, and we're going to face the risk of this sort of disaster. So we really need to be pushing for a true clean energy bill that gets us away from offshore oil drilling.
Yeah. And of course, a lot of that technology was available, but I say this all the time. There's a great documentary. It's called GM Killed the Electric Car, and they're talking about in that how the availability would have been widespread now, but it didn't happen, and now we're starting to see that start to happen, and all of us are saying, oh yeah, I guess we really are dependent on oil. Like, that's a big problem. And going deep, that's the other thing, going ultra deep. There's a big difference between, and many oil people have told me this, between the shallows versus deep waters. And the idea was out of sight, out of mind. You put them out there and they're deeper and you can't see them from the shorelines and you're not getting a lot of pressure because of that. But that's been really part and parcel of what's happened here. How disastrous is that for the environment when you're going deep?
Well, I think, it is extremely disastrous. One, because obviously, we don't have the technology to deal with a spill that deep. I think that's been illustrated in Technicolor over the past 6 weeks, that we just don't know, no one knows, including BP, how to stop that sort of leak. And I think in terms of the use of all these chemical dispersants, that are being used in deep water really for the first time, and especially in the enormous amounts, over a million gallons that they're being used, it's turned the Gulf into sort of this horrible laboratory experiment for trying to deal with a situation that no one ever contemplated and that really threatens the entire Gulf ecosystem from the bottom up. I mean, from the plankton that feeds the fish and the fisheries that so much of that economy depends on, to much larger species like sperm whales that are swimming around at depth, and sea turtles that depend on Gulf habitats for a lot of their life cycle. I think one of the really frightening aspects of this disaster is that we probably won't know the full extent of it, for years to come, but I think we can probably safely assume, unfortunately, that it's not going to get much better.
Yeah, boy, I completely agree with you. Andrea, thanks. We appreciate you joining us here on ATN.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
All right, and you heard Andrea say this, Andrea Treese from the Center for Biological Diversity, that you can do what we always say you can do. You can get involved. So if you're upset about what's going on, then demand that something different be done. Write to your congresspeople, to your senators, and say, listen, and she said it right at the top of this, and this is what we keep asking, where is the government in all of this? Partying with the oil companies, taking the money, and then pointing the finger, pointing the fingers at them after they've taken all the money and turned in the other direction. And also something Andrea said that I agree with and we've been talking about is a lot of this could have been avoided if there had been those systems in place, and of course they weren't there. Coming up, we've got odds and ends.
You've seen our Sinofresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a Sinofresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. Sinofresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use Sinofresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy Sinofresh.com. It works.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed, without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing. Claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
Carly Fiorina, the ex Hewlett Packard CEO, won the Republican primary for California Senate. She's going to face the very liberal, probably the most liberal senator in Congress right now, Barbara Boxer. So those results are trickling in now. Some interesting things are happening. Meg Whitman, I already mentioned this. She was the woman behind eBay. And Meg Whitman gets the Republican nod for governor. But what about some of those other races, some of the tight races? We're going to talk about that. Right now, though, odds and ends on America Tonight. And that would be considered an odd and end. You know, she certainly had a big reputation and parlayed it into politics. So that's one. You also have Sharon Angle, who won the Republican primary for Nevada Senate. She's going to face Harry Reid, the Senate Majority Leader. And you did have Blanche Lincoln, which I've already mentioned, surviving the primary. And it's going to get interesting in these midterm elections. Let's just say that. Very, very interesting. Funny note to mention here. The governor of California, Arnold Schwarzenegger, showed his very human side when he went to the polls. He decided to go for two Senate candidates, and so his ballot was rejected. He had to redo it again. You can check that out on AmericaTonight.net if you go to the website and you go to Blunder of the Day. It's under Features. You'll see a photograph of Arnold looking a little lost when he went to vote, so he accidentally voted for two. That just, you know what, that's just not going to work out, Arnold. Not going to work out. So we've been talking a lot about BP here in this hour of America Tonight. There are other things to mention along the way. That's why we call this Odds and Ends. Now you have another strange thing in Texas when it comes to this natural gas stuff. The three people were injured in a second blast in just 2 days. So you had two men that were taking out clay from a pit in the Texas Panhandle, and they were killed. Natural gas line, it exploded. This is a place about 270 miles northeast, you know how big Texas is, northeast of Lubbock. So this is the second fatal natural gas explosion in Texas in 2 days. 2 days. Remember the first one on Monday, you had a worker who was killed when a crew hit and ruptured a natural gas line accidentally, and that was 50 miles outside of Dallas. You know, people forget, maybe they don't, but certainly not those working around it, I would hope, how dangerous it can be in dealing with the natural gas. And, you know, once that goes up, it's lucky, and it's hard to say this, but it's lucky that there weren't more people killed in these explosions. But it was centered around those two areas, the one outside of Dallas and the other one outside, far outside of Lubbock. So it was the workers that, unfortunately, were killed. Oof. All right, and quickly, too, moving from that, one of the New Jersey men held at JFK. Remember, he was bragging, and we're talking now about the two guys who were going to Somalia. They were headed off to Egypt, separate planes, going to end up in Somalia, wanted to do some jihad damage in Somalia and then ultimately bring it back to the United States, and were bragging about cutting off people's heads, Americans' heads. And these are two guys under 30 years old. And they were pretty sinister. They were definitely going to get some terror training from an Al-Qaeda-affiliated jihadist group, and they were definitely coming back to the U.S. They lifted weights. They got military pants and water bottles. They were watching terrorist videos online. Now, they didn't have any known connection to a group, but they were planning this trip to Somalia. They knew they would take this leap of faith that they'd probably be embraced by the group as Americans. So they were taking it all the way to New York's Kennedy Airport, to Egypt, and then on to Somalia. But here's what they didn't know, that they were being investigated for years. So they were waiting. The FBI was waiting for the right moment, and they were there at the gates. I'm sure they were stunned. Mohammed Alyssa, 20 years old, and Carlos Almonte, 24. And part of their conversations that were being taped, they were throwing out a net, casting a net to join Al-Shabaab, which is a terror group that's been labeled as such for the last 2 years. And the idea was to go after people in the United States, and they were bragging and boasting that they wanted to do more damage than Major Hassan did, the Army psychiatrist, when he opened fire at Fort Hood last year and killed 13 people. So it's worrisome in the fact that now you're having more and more of this kind of stuff happen where not even invited. I mean, not even a tie to the group, but knowing, okay, all this information's out there, so we're going to train, we're going to go there, we're going to save the money, and we're going to do it. And you're starting to see this crop up a lot more. So how many homegrown people are there that are waiting for their opportunity to get the money, to find the way to go over and be trained? So sad. All right, let's go across the border to Canada and Sam in Montreal. Hello, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Simply went, okay, to put a little Espanol, bueno, bueno, and very bueno.
Yeah, muy bien.
Oh, yeah. I read a little bit about Helen Thomas's ethnic background.
Yes, she's Lebanese.
Yeah, so I'm thinking that was I'm thinking, okay, Helen, you said it, you put your foot in it. Now I think she's okay. The apology was like to me too little, too late. So I mean, she's lost. I mean, I respected her, you know, because she was always the first to ask questions at news conferences. But now, she's lost my respect. With all due respect to you, you know, because
she blew it because she had been there for decades and.
Yeah.
You know, the interesting part about her would be that she has all the knowledge of the other of other presidencies firsthand.
Right.
I mean, that's like a wealth of information. No matter whether you thought she was a good writer or was good at asking questions, it doesn't matter. She's like a walking library, but she was like a crazy old lady.
You think it was maybe the age that said it?
I think part of, see, now what some people are saying is, it is, okay, this is something that she was thinking and then she, you know, said it out loud and then mixed with the age, you know, perhaps your filter goes away and you're like, I'm going to say what I think and just, then blurt it out. So the weird thing is the rabbi that she said that to, that taped her, was also caught on camera, and apparently he had his own little rampage that was anti-Mexican. So he's like this young dude who, see, this is the problem. The problem I have with this especially is you start to find more out about this, and it was like he was setting her up. But she said it, so, you know, she said it, and it was on tape, and it went out all over the place, and that's it, you know?
It is unfortunate. Oh, one question I have to ask you. How many states have you worked in? Because you interviewed John Wood in California, you worked in New Mexico, you're here in Texas, and I'm thinking probably New York and Pennsylvania.
Yeah, I've worked in... I figured this out the other day. I worked in 11 states.
Oh boy!
And here's what happened for just like anybody else in any business out there listening to this, but especially in broadcasting, I was a television anchor reporter.
Right.
So when I got out of school, I got a job in Philadelphia, got a job in Nebraska. I mean, I moved up the ladder pretty fast, where I was only. Three places that I went to, I was only there for 7 months and moved up faster. So that's, you know, Sam, that was the name of the game because, of course, they weren't paying you real money. My very first job, thanks for the call, Sam, my very first job, $11,000. True story. My dad was so worried about me, he used to send me when he won at poker some extra poker cash just here and there. But that's what you got paid, $11,000. Kearney, Nebraska, that's where I was, a place called NTV. All right, remember, you can always send me those thoughts. Keep them coming, americatonight.net.